good morning. Guess who's here? Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier. We're talking about the history of Racine. Today it's part three, Elmwood Plaza. We'll be talking about the asphalt and the parking lines in Elmwood Plaza today. That's what we're down to. And the driveway and how it's changed over the past 100 years.
Come on,
Don. Oh, you know what?
Hold on a second.
I don't know. Oh, there we go. That's my fault. Okay, now go ahead, Jim. You can talk.
Yeah.
Okay, so... So this is part three, and this is the final part of Elmwood Plaza.
Yes.
Well, you know what's really strange? Elmwood Plaza tried to put downtown out of business. Didn't try to, but that's, mm-hmm. you know, they were going to put downtown out of business. Mm-hmm. They didn't. Downtown thrived.
Mm-hmm.
Then the mall came, and when the mall was going to put Elmwood Plaza out of business, and the mall's gone,
mm-hmm.
and Elmwood Plaza's still around, still mm-hmm. surviving.
Yep.
And it's not just the Asian buffet where people are.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. There's always a jam of cars right
yes.
in front of the Asian buffet.
All
you ever notice that?
Yes.
I got to go back there. I'm hungry now. All right, so let's talk about part three of Elmwood Plaza, and let's kick it off with Jim.
Thank you, Don. We always love to share our memories of growing up in Racine, as you know. Now, we didn't think we'd need three programs for the Elmwood Plaza, but with its grand opening back in 56, followed by 25 heyday years, and with 33 stores, we couldn't cover them all in two broadcasts. So here we are for our final one.
We think it's final, Jim.
Oh, it better
Don,
be.
Don, I think you mentioned 26. You're expecting 26 installments of this?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Pretty soon we're going to talk about the asphalt on the roof. The roof sealer has changed over the years.
Real exciting to talk
it's
about,
true.
Right?
We have not done a three-parter for 3 months ever.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you see, Elmwood Plaza, it had in its heyday 33 stores, as you mentioned, Jim. And so when we had our part one, we had to delve into that opening, the grand opening, and how thrilling, and 2,000 spaces for free parking. That was our first month. Last month, we began shopping. And last month, we shopped for women's clothes. We went to Figus and Penny's and Goldblatt's. We bought knee socks and pleated skirts. Jim, you went to Richmond's
mm-hmm.
for peg pants.
Mm-hmm. What are peg pants? I'm afraid to ask.
Real tight pants.
And
really?
He told us he got demerits at St. Catherine's High School for wearing peg pants.
Aren't they called skinny jeans today?
Maybe.
And we gals, last month, we went to Tots and Teens, famous for poodle skirts. Red Cross Drug was part of Racine, and right there at Elmwood from the very beginning. Perfumes, hairsprays, guys for hair tonics. And then shopping for shoes last month, go-go boots had come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were both men and women wearing loafers.
Wait a second. Go back to go-go boots. Did you wear go-go boots? They were white short boots for women.
Actually, I was more the saddle shoe type, very boring.
Okay, I'll tell you my go-go boot story. My brother used to play with a lot of big groups of the 60s, like the Shangri-Las, the Shirelles, mm-hmm. Ruby and the Romantics, Benny King. And he was doing a show with the Shangri-Las. Now, if you remember the Shangri-Las, Walking in the Sand, Leader of the Pack, they had a lot of big hits, a couple of big hits anyway. And the lead singer, she was a blonde girl, and there were two brunette twins backing her up. That was the Shangri-Las. And they were in go-go boots. And one of the twins, her boots were hurting her. And my mother was there in the dressing room, and she noticed my mother's boots. She said, "Can I try those on? I can't. These things are just hurting my feet today." So they switched go-go boots, and they never switched back.
Oh.
So
just
in the attic, my mother had the Shangri-La's go-go boots.
Oh,
and are they bronzed on your mantle today?
Nah, she threw them out. She threw out my high school diploma.
I know she did that,
she
mother.
She threw everything out.
Yeah.
I would have saved the go-go boots.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I would have
imagine.
Put it in Jim's museum
they
over there.
They would be worth $4.75 today.
Is that what you're willing to pay? I'll go find them.
Put them on eBay.
So those were the go-go, little white short boots that women wore in the 1960s.
Oh, yeah. Yes, big time. Well, of course, now today we're going to venture into so many of the stores again and then close it up. But our two anchors, Goldblatt's, of course, was mm-hmm. right out of Chicago, and we were all excited about that. So, Jim, walk us through Goldblatt's.
That was the plaza's most popular store and probably the biggest. Their lower level contained a lunch counter and a clearance department. Now, they sold everything there. They had a garden center. They sold furniture, appliances. They had a pet department, a beauty salon, a candy department. They sold houseware, sporting goods, cameras, you name it, they sold it. They also sold Christmas trees, of course, during the season. But my favorite story was about that Mina bird. Some kids taught it some nasty words, shall we say.
They always did that. Even the mall by my house growing up. They taught the Mina bird some other parrot, whatever, nasty words.
Right, yeah. So out of nowhere, all of a sudden, this barrage of swear words comes out of this bird, and much to the amazement of clerks and shoppers.
Brap, Jim, your mother wears combat boots. Brap!
That's right. So Carol has some prices she's going to share with us from the old days of Goldblatt's.
Well, what is fun is through the years, people will ask Jim, do you want this, do you want that, knowing that he's a collector. So he's got a treasure of Racine Journal Times newspapers from 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. And boy, is that fun to look for the ads. And did Goldblatt's ever have a lot of ads?
Mm-hmm.
So just picking out some, they were, in one of them, they were just reminding us of all the houseware brands that they had. Revereware, Sunbeam, Pyrex, Hamilton Beach. Now, I never heard of Desco, and I didn't look it up. Well, they were proudly selling Desco. Mm-hmm. We better look that up. But they had, for instance, a sale on ViewMaster sets. Do you remember the ViewMaster where you put the cards in?
Yeah, 3D. You had ViewMaster slides from all over the world.
Yeah.
And you get to see the old ancient ruins in 3D. Yeah, they were good.
Well, mm-hmm. And I had one that was my favorite, which was Washington, D.C. at cherry blossom time. So I was enthralled with the ViewMaster Washington, D.C. That cost you a whole $1.75 at Goldblatt's. Slide projectors, though, were surprisingly expensive. Remember how popular slide projectors were?
Sure.
Everyone took slides. That was $85. So that was really something. Norge, upright freezers.
Norge,
$196. Couch slip covers, just $6. So Goldblatt's apparently, you know, in their ads, they were ready to serve you with everything. Penny's was the other major anchor. Last month, we did a lot of clothes shopping at Penny's on our program. But Penny's was also known for household linens.
Now, where were they located, Penny's?
Well, where were they, Jim? Right.
That was east of Goldblatt's. Yeah. East of Goldblatt's.
But Goldblatt's was a big store.
Yeah. Right in the center.
Penny's wasn't as big.
No.
No,
but it was big,
weren't as big. They had two levels as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jim lived right by Alma Plaza, mm-hmm. so he's our expert on all locations things because he hung around there, his neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And his black leather jacket.
his peg pants and Madras shirt. That's how you could spot him. But Penny's, the household goods, towels, curtains, and things. So in having the fun of looking at those old papers, the newspapers, they didn't just say throw rugs for sale. They called their rugs scatter rugs. Scatter rugs, all the time they were advertised. $4.44. A valance for your curtains, $1. Bedspread, $5. But they also, in one ad, featured Samsonite luggage. 5 sizes. Probably a light blue color. But every woman who had a set of luggage had a thing called a train case. Did your mother, Don, have a train case?
No, my mother didn't have much luggage. We didn't go anywhere.
Plastic bags? Well, a train case was kind of like a square box with a handle on top. So a completely different shape than your regular luggage. But the train case was for your makeup. It had a mirror. It had your curlers. It had your hairspray. That was the train case. And that Samsonite at Penny's was only $15 for each item. Candy counter, we all remember that from downtown as well. Penny's and its wonderful glass enclosed candy counter. One great thing about Penny's, and maybe some of the other stores, they were well known for their layaway plan. And so we gals, if we were babysitting to have our money for clothes, well, maybe an hour before your Y dance, you could go to Penny's and retrieve your dreamed about outfit that you'd put in a layaway. And Don, what are you doing now?
So what do you call that, the box?
A train case. Look at this. I wish everyone could see this.
Now, it's a tackle box.
No, what it is it's a makeup box.
Oh.
And years ago, back in the 90s, I bought it to bring equipment in here, wires and so forth with us wherever we went. And I bought it at some store, and it was a makeup box. And they said,
are
you getting this for your wife? I said, no, I'm getting it for work. I need to...
This is too much.
This is
a very elaborate train case with different compartments.
Yeah,
so that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Somebody here found it laying in some corner of the building, and I just have
really,
to see it.
That is exactly a train case.
Put your name on it.
Too bad this isn't on television. When are we going on TV, Don?
I think it does have my name on it.
When are we going on TV?
You want to?
Yeah, we don't want to. We don't want to. Well, anyway, now, Jim, another standard was Kreskes.
Yep.
Walk us through Kreskes.
Oh, boy. If you were a young boy, that was your favorite store. Any dime store was the ones downtown. But if you lived on the south side, you went to Kreskes or Snyder's on Taylor. But there you could buy your model planes, your plastic toy soldiers and other army stuff. They sold live turtles.
Turtles?
Yeah.
I used to get those all the time.
Yeah,
They stopped them because they were giving some disease or
something. That's right, yeah.
But I remember those little baby turtles.
Sure.
You bought a little plastic thing with a plastic palm tree.
Yeah.
Oh, my turtles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for about 19 cents or whatever, you can bring home a turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of cheap toys there. Cap guns. Of course, every boy had to have a cap gun, you know, for protection or whatever. I don't know. And, of course, toy cars and trucks. But that was the place where you would get your comic books. And, of course, that was my number one destination for Mad Magazine, because that's where I pick up my local Mad Magazine.
Want Me Worry.
Yeah, that's right. Want Me Worry. So, Carol, what were some of the things that the girls bought there?
Well, I don't think we were buying Mad Magazines.
No.
Maybe some of my friends were, but we bought things like, you know, makeup and our mother's aprons.
Ew.
Nylons.
Boring stuff.
But yes. But games, do you remember Cootie? That name.
Sure.
Cootie.
Yeah, a little plastic thing. You stuck the arms and legs into it. Little cooties.
Mr. Potato Head and so forth. But, you know, when you mentioned turtles, I don't know if this is, even turtles, were they mistreated, guys?
No, not in my house they weren't.
I mean, in the store, I hope not.
No, they were just plastic container.
Yeah, they put them in a giant, like an aquarium, and they walked in and you picked a turtle out, you brought them home. They were little tiny things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have a coming home party for them and everything? Well, anyway, my friends had parakeets. Jackie Olson had a parakeet. My friend Maria had a parakeet. My husband's distant cousins, the Gin 40s, had a parakeet. And Jim... You had a parakeet,
didn't
you?
Oh, we had two of them. Sure.
Two parakeets.
We had parakeets about 2-3 years ago. We still had parakeets.
Really?
Well,
I thought it was sensational at the time, but still. Well, anyway, in those newspapers of Jim's, you could buy a parakeet at Kreskes, $1.57, and you owned a parakeet.
We loved our parakeets. We never locked them up during the day.
They
we left the cage
it.
Open.
Yes.
They used to sit on the roof of the cage.
Yes. Exactly.
Fly around the room, then land on the roof.
Yep.
We
had
a dog. They used to. One day he landed on the dog's back. And the dog just, you know, let him stand there. He didn't care.
Well, what's so funny is, now being 77 years old, Jackie Olson, my neighbor with the parakeet, would you believe I called her up in Florida a couple years ago and I said, Jackie, was your parakeet named Roscoe? And she said, yes, that was Roscoe. So we remembered they had their parakeet.
Everybody's hurrying to Goldblatt's for good old-fashioned savings. It's Goldblatt's fabulous one-day-only sale tomorrow, Thursday. Goldblatt's great low prices on brand-new items, values in every department, with extra late shopping hours to help you save even more. Look at these great values.
Save $7 an Oster 10-speed blender, only $19.99. Colgate toothpaste with an MFP, only 89 cents each. Hurry to Goldblatt's one-day-only sale tomorrow and bring a friend.
There you go, Goldblatt's. That's it. The big anchor store, and they had the big fire. What year was that big fire they had there, you know?
Do you remember the
82,
year?
I think it was.
Yeah.
They closed in 81.
81, early 81? 80s.
Yeah, early 80s.
So just say early 80s.
That'll
cover us.
I don't want any fights breaking out here.
Yeah.
Carol G and 14, Jim Mysterious here. We're doing part three and the final part of Elmwood Plaza, unless you guys have any more of Elmwood Plaza.
We're thinking we're going to watch
the history of the waste paper baskets around Elmwood Plaza.
The exciting.
Yeah, well, so, okay, so let's talk now. You're still at...
we're still at Kresge's.
Kresge's, Kmart, Kresge's.
Eating lunch. Yeah.
Because just think of when we were teens as baby boomers, how independent we felt. We could go to Kresge's, sit at that lunch counter for a dollar, hamburger, fries, and a Coke. If we were old, we could have a turkey dinner at Kresge's lunch counter, 99 cents.
With prune juice.
Yeah, good one. And Goldblatt's, they had a delicatessen snack mm-hmm. bar in that lower level. But again, Jim, you being at Elmwood a lot mm-hmm. from your neighborhood, where else did you go for food?
Oh, boy, they had Lindstrom Bakery there. They were famous for their cakes. They also had a couple other locations in town. Fanny Farmer Candy was there next to Goldblatt's. Our favorite was something called Fairy Food, which was square but with a chocolate cover. Golden Mellow Caramel Corn was located on the east end. They had the best caramel corn. And, of course, everybody remembers Tompkins Velvet Freeze Ice Cream. You could go for 25-cent sundaes. They had malts. They were famous for their fried chicken, also burgers and fish. They just simply had just great food over there. We also had, some music stores over there, Carol?
Yes, we even had a couple places for music.
Yeah.
Now, would you believe in the 1950s, many mothers and grandmothers, what did they want? They wanted a Hammond cord organ. And a number of my friends in their living room was a Hammond cord organ. And I think what happened with that at the Hammond organ store, they sold a lot of them, but people, I think, found out that it was a lot harder to play. And you're taking piano lessons, Don, so you know it gets harder and harder.
If I practice more, I'd be able to play, but we're getting there.
Well, anyway, so I think a lot of the Hammond cord organs did end up in estate sales mm-hmm. and rummage mm-hmm. sales, but they had the
cheap.
Store.
They were cheap little plastic. They weren't big.
No, they were, because I looked it up.
Okay.
The ones we're speaking of, they were living room furniture. $1,500 was the average price.
I know the Hammond B3 organs, they were huge, but I didn't know about that Hammond. Mm-hmm. Also, you go to church, you see the big Hammond organs mm-hmm. they have there.
These were living room size.
Wow, okay.
But the dream come true for many mothers. Jim, about how the records.
Plaza Record Store was located on the East End. That was a family-run store owned by the Neeson family. And originally it was located in the basement before they moved upstairs to the East End, near Velvet Freeze, actually. And you could buy your latest Beatles records there, Elvis, all your British invasion groups. And they even had a punch cards where if you bought 12 45s, you get the next one free. And like I mentioned, the entire family worked there. And if you didn't know the name of a song, hum a few bars and the owner, June, would identify it for you. They also had Plaza also had a sewing center for ladies, right?
I would say 99 9/10 for women.
Yeah, I would say so.
And that was the era where still clothes, very maybe intricate clothes, were sewn. I had friends whose mothers would make them outfits, but the problem with those outfits, even though they were beautiful, they were usually not ready until 5 minutes before a Y dance.
Oh.
So the gals would be waiting and to put on their new outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But the Plaza Sewing Center, one thing that they had then was banks and banks of furniture holding all the patterns, the simplicity patterns for the sewing. And I think you've said, Jim, your mother and sister covered the dining room table all the time with patterns.
Yeah, right.
Well, and it was so important in Racine, and this is really pretty fantastic, but again, business for the Plaza Sewing Center. Mm-hmm. At Washington Junior High, when I was in junior high, early 60s, we had everybody, boys and girls, had to have one quarter of a year with sewing class. And so we made, girls made skirts, and we made aprons. And my apron was so special. It not only had a pocket, but guess what? It had a towel attached to the pocket, so you could wipe your hands on your towel. So that is how important sewing was in the era of the 50s and 60s. Kind of sad that I think quilting has greatly taken its place mm-hmm. for sewing, but I don't think clothes...
Well, the sewing store is still there.
A different one, but yeah, yes, and very popular. Yeah.
Yeah. So-and-save.
So-and-save, yeah.
And still very, very popular in our community.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you hung around, Jim, a lot. So tell us more about where you were.
There was actually a miniature golf course there located on the west side. I think a little behind Walgreens. 18 holes, and I remember the last hole, if you got the ball in the clown's mouth, you got a free game.
Oh.
There was also Spencer's bowling lanes there, 24 lanes. We'd go every Saturday morning with neighbors and friends and bowl maybe six or seven games. A lot of fun. We sort of taught each other how to play. And those were the days where you kept your own score. And another...
Were you ever on Bowling with the Champs on television?
Every week, Another place we would go there would be in the late spring, about now, would be the carnival that would be set up there near where the Walgreens is right now. That's where you go with your friends, and the best part was you'd meet girls there.
Members of the opposite
yes,
sex.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Well, continuing on with our hard day of shopping.
Yeah, after we got out of Jim's street gang days.
Yeah.
This hard shopping venture. Jewelry. There was Mortensen's Jewelry Store. And what were we looking for in those days? Well, birthstones. We gals, we knew our birthstone. We wanted birthstone necklaces or rings. We wanted crosses. But this was also the peak of the charm bracelet years. In my deep research, I found out that the 50s were a big peak on charm bracelets, and 60s. Circle pins, brooches, earrings were a lot of rhinestones. And watches still are popular, of course, but Spidel, and the watch band. Lot of advertising.
I remember those from the quiz shows. They used to get, you win a Spidel watch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot all about that Spidel.
Well, and here it was, right at Mortensen's for you. Timex, John Cameron Swayze for the brands. It keeps on ticking when it gets a, even when with it, a
licking. It takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Yeah. That's right.
And Bulova. And then in 1948, this phrase was started by De Beers Diamonds in the World. A diamond is forever. And so in the 50s, that was a big seller at Mortensen's. Now, another jewelry store stayed on for years, though, Jim. Tell us.
Plaza Jewelry Store. They were originally located in the lower level, and then they, of course, moved up to the main level. They closed last year, as a matter of fact, after being there for decades. Another favorite store for guys would be Western Tire, which was located more on the eastern side. There you could buy parts for customizing your cars. Remember white walls, Don? Snow tires.
Do they even make white walls anymore?
I don't know. I don't see them anymore. Snow tires were popular. You could even buy dice there.
Remember the tires with the... what are those little metal things?
Studs?
Oh, yeah.
The tires that wrecked
them. They were outlawed.
Tearing the roads apart.
We also had a grocery store there, Crambo's. They were located on the far east end, facing Durand, and their mascot was an elephant of all things.
Well, again, this very detailed research that I attempt to do, laughing at that, Crambo was there at the opening of Elma Plaza, as a lot of these stores were, and then, of course, it got to 33 stores in all. But that... Elmwood opened in 1956. Now, I found out that in 1955, the year before, Crambo's, who had been part of a 25-store Wisconsin chain, was bought by Kroger. So how funny that Crambo did exist on its own, but became bought by Kroger, and they sound the same. But, Don, you're smiling here.
Only because it's so funny, the name Crambo.
The name is funny, isn't it?
It is, and I'll tell you when the commercial's on why I think it's funny. All right, our last segment. Carol's still talking. Our last segment.
I'm not supposed to talk at certain
times. I threw a warning. Our last segment, and we're going to wrap it up on part three of Elmwood Plaza. Take it away, guys.
Okay, so Crambo's. Now, we all went to Crambo's, and this was the era of a lot of new and interesting food. We had instant things, instant pudding. We had Jell-O. We had cake mixes. We had TV dinners, canned soup, of all kinds of varieties. And also we had ice cream now in more flavors. We had Neapolitan. We had Fudge Royal. Those were Seal Test, Lady Borden. Crumble, we had potato chips, Jays, Red Dot. The breads at Crumble, guys, what would you say was the most popular bread?
Wonder Bread.
Because
it built bodies 12 ways, strong muscles 12
yeah,
ways.
It started out with seven and it went to 12.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt about it with Wonder Bread. And still those wrappers.
They still make Wonder Bread?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it still has those red dots on it.
Uh-huh. The balloons.
Balloons.
Right. Balloons. Okay. But we had Mrs. Carl's. We had butternut bread. And probably Kappa's bread.
Made in Racine.
Because we had its own big bakery, but that was at Crumble, too. We had recipes that our mothers still, though, made by hand, you know, or put together. Tuna casserole was listed in some of my research as the number one casserole of the 50s. Pineapple upside-down cake, chicken a la king, seven-layer jello. And then this is a story that I had, Welsh rarebit. Lo and behold.
Just had that recently. My wife made it. And the reason she made it was we heard about it. Then I watched the Gomer Pyle episode where Gomer was having nightmares from having Welsh rarebit.
Yeah.
And so my wife made
it. Very rich.
From scratch.
Yeah.
It's just cheese is all it is.
Uh-huh.
And it's delicious.
But Don, I thought you would remember because you are so nice about the one book I read. When I went to my friend's Andrew Richardson's house, and it was such a big deal at lunch from Lincoln School, her mother, all dressed up, served us Welsh rarebit. And I had never had such a thing, and I was, you know, being a good guest, and I ate every bit.
You didn't like it?
And I had the longest afternoon in third grade feeling very sick.
Oh, really?
It was rich.
It's just cheese,
Yeah. But Welsh rarebit goes down in my life as a tough afternoon.
Welsh rabbit.
Jim, how about you and Crumble?
Well, I remember the cereals that they used to sell there. Everything began with sugar. If you remember Sugar Smacks, Sugar Frosted Flakes, Sugar Corn Pops, Sugar Crisp.
And they wonder why all the kids were hyper.
Yeah. That's all gone now. And there were other food stores there as well. Lebanon Sausage was there for your homemade sausage. My mother was born in Czechoslovakia, so she made her own sausage. It was a family thing. There was also the Plaza Liquor Store, if you consider that a food. No, it's a liquor, right? Okay. You could buy brands such as Pabst, Slitch and Blatz, Gettleman out of Milwaukee, Braumeister out of Milwaukee.
Sun's rising,